Advice for trainers. Endurance is the thing that the joggers use to stop stopping and run straight through their route. New visitors to the gym do not have any endurance, and that they chose gym over jogging means that they want full body endurance and not just a focus on legs and lungs. Full body endurance is neither painful nor challenging. The end result is a body with muscle and without fat. To get there, you must start them in the beginning and then gradually increase difficulty while eliminating rest periods. If you start them with lifting 10 pounds, they won't lift for long enough to gain endurance. As you have probably figured out by now, sets and reps are a myth. They work only for a tiny little bit and only on biceps, maybe on the chest. And for no longer than a few months, certainly not a year. This is the slowest and most boring exercise there is. You are a kind of a doctor. Trickery is not allowed. Emphasize that all exercise must start with the lowest weight, no exceptions. It is always 1 or more hours long, and there is no stopping to rest. Just like joggers, you eliminate the rest periods completely. The exercise duration is 1 hour for skinny people, 2 hours for normal people, and 3 hours for large people. You cannot sit on a machine or isolate muscles. The body is a complex system of muscles and many other things that help with exercise. They all need a workout all at the same time so that they grow in harmony. The shoulders and back, the legs and midsection must be getting a workout at the same time that the person is working on their arms. Isolate anything and they will get hurt. They just won't have the needed muscles. They'll probably hurt their back real fast. On their first day, before beginning exercise, you have to teach them how to get into a dance trance by synchronizing their motion to the beat of fresh songs and avoiding distractions. And then you must teach them how to use an interval timer to eliminate rest. Encourage them to get a cheap, no-brand clip-on one with a vibrate function, as that will help their dance trance. They won't have to worry about checking their watch, just wait for the buzz. This is not about interval training. Interval training is likely a gimmick as well. Real training requires that you use the interval timer to slowly eliminate all the rest periods so that your trainees can work out non-stop. Finally, the first exercise the new signups should perform is walking until they can walk for a full hour and feel that they have strength for more. Then you switch them to power walking for several weeks, nice and fast, until they can power walk for a full hour. Then power walking with 3-pound dumbbells, and when their body adapts, 5-pound dumbbells. And here, as they start seeing incredible results, they can begin a mix of working on their biceps, lifting dumbbells above head and to the sides, or dumbbell lateral rise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. But don't get technical, because lifting right means remaining fluid. The notion of a correct posture or freezing your muscles so that your body is not moving is also a myth. that will only lead to muscle spasms and unnecessary trouble. Their body must move naturally as they lift, just like when they were walking with dumbbells. And again, when switching to a more challenging routine, they have to start with 3 or 5 pound weights. They have to begin in the beginning. A standing workout is not just about training arms, it's about training the entire musculature throughout, especially their back and midsection. Walking will get tough here, so pacing back and forth to the beat of music is probably best. Once they gain the endurance to work out for an hour, and they begin moving faster and faster, you see their motion becoming more dynamic, then they need to start jogging with dumbbells on their days off, and shuffle dance with dumbbells when they are at the gym. This way they won't be bothered by onlookers or rain. Sitting or laying down is only for people who are hurt or healing. Lifting 10 pounds per hand for an hour straight is dangerous and outrageous. But with this training, they will have the body for it. And 12 and 15 pounds per hand for an hour or more is the bodybuilder territory. If they want it, they can have it. You have to explain this to them. To lift 10 pounds means to lift it for an hour or more non-stop. To lift it for 30 seconds is foolish and does nothing. That they are at the gym means that they want to be healthy and beautiful. Keep them there by teaching them the art of gradually extending their endurance.